have a collection of 48 fountain pens and 17 different bottles of ink. I have inexpensive Jinhao fountain pens and high-end Mont Blanc fountain pens worth a few hundred dollars. But having all those writing instruments doesn't make me more creative, prolific, or efficient at podcasting. 48 pens and 17 bottles of ink haven't produced a podcast in several months. I mean, what's up with that? Yeah, you can definitely say that I've been going through a very dry spell in podcast writing. Back in my heyday, I had so many encouraging and inspiring ideas, I'd crank out 2 or 3 podcasts a week. I was a podcast pumper, a geyser of encouragement. But lately, not so much. So today, I thought I would spend some reflection time on this topic. One theory I have about this arid spell is my busyness in other areas of life. Here's a non-prioritized list of what I've been doing. Lisa and I have been doing some traveling. I've been doing some hospice visits. I've been doing some preaching engagements. And I've been teaching local refugees as well as a bunch of my neighbors how to ride the local bus system. In other words, I've been on the go, not sitting still, shifting my focus from moving my pens across paper to moving my body across town and across the world. I've been out there, mixing it up with the world, trying to add and create value, and maybe even putting some of my encouraging words into action. Yeah, maybe that's it. Perhaps I simply haven't slowed down enough or squirreled away long enough to reflect, think, or write. Well, friends, today is the day. It's a beautiful, soaking rain kind of day, and I'm prepping for a colonoscopy. Well, okay, that's more than you wanted to know. But hey, these tests are good for you. So what better day could I ask for? Let me pose some thought-provoking questions to myself. Why has it taken me this long to pause, reflect, and write? I mean, isn't it a good strategy to create a healthy rhythm of action and reflection? Action and reflection, not just action and not just reflection, but both and. Just last night, after a particularly disastrous miscommunication with a bus riding student, it dawned on me that, just like in the military, it's a good idea to do an after-action review of missions. It's always a good idea to reflect on what worked and what didn't, to discover ways of improving the process. That takes a little extra time and a little extra effort, but it's so worth it. This reminded me how Jesus would often get away for quiet time, reflective time, and prayer time with his Father. Jesus would do this after a particularly busy time of teaching, healing, and feeding the people. I know I've written about this before, but hey, it's just a good, solid, healthy model for life. So in that light, how do I build in quiet time, reflective time, writing time, and prayer time into my busy schedule? Here's what I will do. When I schedule an event, I will try to intentionally create after-event time and space for reflection on how to improve. And I will try to build in enough time to reflect and write about what I learned. This should be an interesting focus. I believe that this will be helpful and encouraging, not only for me, but possibly for you too. So friends, have an action-filled, encouraging week, and remember to pause, pray, reflect, and improve.